Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we are so excited to be with you tonight. And we want to invite you to pray, to sing and praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, your pen and your paper. Open up your hearts and your minds to hear and receive the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle Edmond to lead us in our opening prayer.
Glory to God. Let us pray at this time. We know that prayer changes things, and we are living in a time where we have to pray. So let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this day, thanking you for your goodness and your mercy, thanking you for how you've taken us through up until this time. Oh, my God, we thank you for all things. We thank you for giving us strength, oh, Lord, for helping us, oh, Lord, to press and drive and overcome our situations. We thank you for the love that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for the mercy that you have given unto us, which we don't deserve. But we thank you for what you are doing in our lives, for the blessings that you have given unto us, for life, health, and strength, for the motivation of our souls, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We pray that you meet us here tonight, oh, Lord. Take control of this, send your word and send your anointing. Help us to go forward in you, Lord. Help us to speak your words tonight, Lord. We want you to take full control. Let your blood cover. Save today, oh, Lord. Save some soul. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help somebody to turn from their way and seek your face and call upon your name. Have mercy, Jesus. We're depending on you right now. We're down here waiting on you, for we can do nothing without you. We need strength and we need power, and we need you to help us to go forward, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We're waiting on you, Lord. Move by your spirit tonight, Lord. Touch every listener, oh, Lord. Bless in a special way. Somebody need a way made, Lord. Open up a door, oh, Lord. Make a way today, Jesus. Somebody need a place to lay their head. We know you're able, oh, Lord. You are a way maker. Somebody needs healing for their bodies. In the name of Jesus, heal tonight, O Lord. Deliver the bound souls, O Lord. Save to the uttermost, O Lord. Forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Heal that soul, O Lord, that is battling cancer. Heal and deliver, Lord. We know you are a healer for both body and soul. Jesus, situation that's going on in the home. Look on Larry Denson. Touch him right now, Lord. Take away the liquor, oh, Lord. Have mercy on him, Lord. Help him to seek your faith. Help him to turn from his way. Touch him, Jesus. Make a way out of no way. Thou art a way maker, and we're depending on you. We know you can do it, Lord. Look on that soul, Jesus, that is battling cancer, stage 4. We know you're able, Lord. We know thou art a miracle worker. You can work a miracle in her life. Have mercy, O Lord. Send mercy on her soul, Lord. Send deliverance, Jesus. Jesus, we're waiting, O Lord. Come to our rescue. Hear our prayer tonight, O Lord. Move by your spirit, oh, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Touch some soul that they might believe on you, that they may take you at your word and trust in you and look to you, Lord, for a healer for their soul, for the saving of their soul, for deliverance, for strength, and for power, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on your people tonight, Lord. Look on your people, Jesus. We need your help, Lord. We are striving to enter in at the straight gate. We want to make it to that beautiful city.
Yes,
call heaven. Help us to make this journey, oh Lord. Take away everything that is not like you. Cleanse us some more, oh Lord. Make us ever with whole. Wash us in your blood, Lord. Help us to go through, Lord. Take control of our lives. Lead us. Guide us, oh Lord. Show us the way that you would have us to go. Help us to seek to please you. Teach us how to acknowledge you in all our ways, that you might direct our path. Help us, Jesus. We are waiting, Jesus. Touch right now, oh Lord. Send your anointing, oh Lord. Quicken our bodies, Lord. Move, Jesus, by your spirit, oh Lord. Take full control. Have your way, Lord. Take control of this broadcast. Send your word. Send that anointing. Let it reach some soul. Let some soul be blessed. Let some soul be saved. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art a way maker. We pray that you will make the way. Those designed deliverance, those who are designed a blessing, we pray that you will grant it tonight. Have your way, let your will be done. Look on every listener. We pray that you will touch them one by one and name by name. Look upon every soul that is listed on the prayer list. Touch them, O Lord. You know them, O Lord. Touch each and every one of them. Grant the petitions that they desire. Have mercy, O Lord, and let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover, and we will give thy name praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
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 We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, I will be reading the opening scripture, and I will be reading from the 118th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 10. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Israel now say that his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endures forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endures forever. I call upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. Thank God for the reading of the 118th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 10.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the beautiful opening prayer and the opening scripture coming through Sister Cheryl. And just want to thank everyone for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Miguel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingsservice, title one school and one is O and E. And added to our prayer list, we have Chris Lane, Sister Mary Edmund, Breeze McFadden family, Michael Carr, Brother Seti Lawhorn, Larry Denson, Deacon and Sister Gatewood, who lost their grandchild. We want to continue to pray for Maria McBride, Robin Manfay, who was diagnosed with terminal cancer, Steve Owen Sr., Tawana Hill, Missionary Lisa Johnson, Sister Adele, Brother Marshall and family, Charles Morris, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Anderson family, Titus Edmond Sr., Steve from Upper Darby, Deborah and her daughter, Carlton for deliverance, Miss Sissy, Patrick Miller, Jonathan West, DeMarcus West, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. Those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And so we're going to ask if Sister Cheryl would please give us a selection. Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good, for he is worthy. Worthy, yes, he is good, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, yes, he is good, for he is worthy, worthy. Yes, he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. He is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. Yes, he is good, for he is worthy, worthy. Yes, he is good,
yes,
he is good, for he is worthy, worthy. For he is good, yes, he is good.
Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Amen. His mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Sister Cheryl. Amen. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameed, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I'm grateful and thankful to the Lord that he has blessed us to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. Thank God for all of you who are listening tonight. We're so happy that you dialed in. And are you giving thanks to the Lord? Praise God. If you're not, this is a good time to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and he's worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the prayer and for the opening scripture. And it's just encouraging us to give thanks unto the Lord. Surely the Lord is good. He is merciful. His mercy endures forever. Praise be to God. I feel good down in my soul. I feel happy. And I'm inviting you to come on and join in and let us praise the Lord. Let us lift him up. Amen. If you haven't given any praise to God today, right now is a good time to give him praise and to give thanks unto the Lord. If you haven't clapped your hands and sang a song to him, this is a good time to give God that song of praise, to clap your hands and to lift up his holy name. Praise be to God. I thank God for all things. And I tell you, my soul is just happy because of the Lord and for what he has done. I thank him for bringing me out of a world of sin. I thank him for just delivering my soul. Praise the Lord, opening my eyes to the truth, showing me the light He came into my life. He changed me all around. He converted me, sanctified me, and gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I'm yet going on to the Lord, and I'm yet telling everyone that I can tell how good God is. Yes, he is good, and I give thanks unto the Lord. And I was thinking on that latter part of the scripture, well, a couple of verses down, praise the Lord, how the psalmist, he began to say that whoever the enemy is thrust upon him to cause him to fall, but the Lord helped him. Amen. So God is our help. And we have to keep our confidence in the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man and princes and jobs and houses,
land,
family members, or whoever else.
That's right.
In the Lord. Praise God. I just thank God, hallelujah, for his help and how that the Lord is my strength. He's my everything. And I invite you to accept him as your everything and get ready to hear from the Lord. Get ready to hear the word of God and let God minister to you. Let God bless your soul through the word of God. The word of God is so powerful. Amen. The word of God will reach deep down into your heart and get to places that no one else can reach but the Lord. And he will speak directly to your heart. The Lord will speak to you. And if you are willing and your heart is open, he will come into your heart. You can listen now and hear what thus saith the Lord. And then let go and let God do what he wants to do. So at this time, let us prepare now for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And as she comes forth, let us pray with her and along with her that God will have his way. At this time, God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Hameen in that introduction. Thank God for Evangelist Khadija, our announcer. I thank God for Sister Cheryl and Evangelist Cynthia. And I believe Sister Rhoda is on the line, or she's trying to get on. So I pray that Evangelist Cynthia will help her to get in. Anyway, we thank God for this opportunity and for this broadcast, and we're going to turn our hearts and minds to a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. We pray that you will have your ways and your words and your anointing blessed on this evening. Let some soul be touched tonight, and we'll give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go to the word of God in the book of St. John, the 15th chapter. And also Proverbs 17 and 17. Also Proverbs 18 and 24. Job 19 and 19, and also Psalm 55, 12 through 16, and I believe we'll begin reading with the book of Psalms, the 12th verse. For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him, but it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together, and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell. For wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Praise the Lord. I believe this was a prayer coming through David, the psalmist. It was a prayer for salvation. And my title tonight is Who is asking a question, who is your friend? And my theme tonight, Jesus is the best friend I've ever had. Jesus is the best friend I've ever had. And I thank the Lord for that, because without Jesus, I tell you, I would be in a terrible situation. I wouldn't have any friends. But I thank God for what he has done in my life. A friend is one who is attached to another by respect or affection or an acquaintance. That's what a friend is. Now, the Bible says in Proverbs 17:17, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Now, David had went through so much, and his friends, the ones that were supposed to be his friends, they were the ones who reproached him. He said, for it was not an enemy. It wasn't an enemy that approached him or reproached him. It was not, it says, for it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then could I have borne it? In other words, he would have been able to bear it if it was an enemy. But he says, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. That's what a friend is. A friend is an acquaintance. So that's what David was saying. It was his acquaintance that rose up against him, that kicked up against him. It was a man of his own equal. It was his guide, and it was his acquaintance. He said, we took sweet counsel together. Oh, my God. He said, and walked unto the house of God in company. We went to the house of God walking in company. Glory to God. He said, we took sweet counsel together. He said, let death seize upon them and let them go down quick into hell. For wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Glory to God, we can call upon the Lord God Almighty, and he shall save us. Who is your friend today? I tell you, we're living in terrible times. We're living in times when all these computers and all these nanoseconds of information can be transmitted in so many seconds. Glory to God. People are going on Facebook and asking this one and that one to be their friend. But who's supposed to be your friend? Oh, my God, they're asking people that are worldly, people that are not trying to be saved, people that don't have God on their mind, people that have turned against God, people that don't want to hear about the Lord, people that don't want to hear the word of God. They're asking them to be their friend, but they have their sisters and brothers in the Lord Glory to God, they don't talk to them. They don't call them on the phone. They don't check on their well-being. Glory to God. But they go in the way of their own and go to the world, asking the world to be their friend. I tell you, we are living in the last days. How can you be friends with the world? Hallelujah. The Bible said, he that is a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Glory to God. Now, why should a saint of God call the devil their friend and ask them to be their friend? But I tell you, we are living in trying times, terrible times. Men are going backward instead of going forward. They're calling right wrong and wrong right. They want to be a part of the world and a part of the church too. But you can't serve God and mammon. You got to either love the one and hate the other. Glory to God. There's no two ways about it. There's no in between about it. It's either or. You either love God and serve God instead of serving the world and the enemies of the cross. Glory to God. We have to learn to trust in God and let God be our friend, not the worldly people, those who can't stand some of the saints, and you asking them to be your friend. The devil is a liar. Glory to God. The saints of God, if you are a child of God, the saints of God is supposed to be your friend, not these worldly people and these worldly things that they got going on. Glory to God. They don't want to serve the Lord. They don't want to live right. They walk away from the true word of God, and you're asking them to be your friend. They got all kinds of things going on in their life, in their world, in their household, among their children, and you're asking them to be your friend. But I want the Lord to be my friend. He's the best friend that I ever had. He didn't go behind my back and talk about me. He didn't ridicule me. Hallelujah. He didn't let me down. He didn't turn from me. But the Lord Jesus is the best friend that I ever had. When I was down, he picked me up. When I was cast down, the Lord came to my rescue. He lifted me up, and he made me, hallelujah, strong. Where I was weak, the Lord, he is my best friend. Glory to God, St. John, the 15th chapter, and verse 14 said, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. We are the friends of God if we do whatsoever he commands us. Glory to God. I thank God. I thank him for what he has done in my life. I think about Jesus, the Son of God. He said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus laid down his life for his friends. Hallelujah. That so-called friend that you feel like you got, they didn't lay down their lives for you. It was Jesus. It was Jesus, the Lord, who laid down his life for you and I. When we were sinners and wretches undone, he laid down his life. We were the ones that should have been crucified. We were the ones that should have hung on that cross. But because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, hallelujah, should have everlasting life. Jesus, he did it for us. He didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it tonight. I'm glad that Jesus is my best friend. He's the best friend I ever had. Who is your friend? Who is your friend tonight?
Jesus.
Who is your friend?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus. He is the best thing that ever happened to me. When I was down in my sin, running the streets of Camden, didn't have a God on my side, didn't have no peace in mind. It was Jesus. Somebody told me about Jesus. They told me what God could do. Hallelujah. And I went to a little storefront church, and I heard the word of God. It pricked me in my heart, and I began to go to the altar and call on the name of Jesus. I called him until he changed my mind. I called him until he changed my heart. I called him until he took control. He began to quicken my body. He began to speak through me. In other tongues, as the Spirit of God gave the utterance, hallelujah, and he filled me with the Holy Ghost. He's my friend. He's the best friend that I ever had. Glory to God. I don't have to worry about being a part of the world. He brought me out of the world. Glory to God. And I intend to stay out of the world. Thank you, Jesus, because I want to make it to that beautiful city. I want to make it into the kingdom of God. I want to be holy, holy. Hallelujah. I don't want the things of this world. I don't want to be a part of these worldly ways. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, Lord. I want to be a friend of God. I don't want to be a friend of the world. It will lead you straight to hell, to that lake of fire. I don't want to go there. Glory to God. I want to be a part of the Lord. Glory to God. I don't want my labor to be in vain down here.
Amen.
I don't want to be caught up these worldly ways with this junk that the devil has out here. I tell you, that old Facebook, people going on there, putting everything on there, telling all their business, letting the world know what they're doing, where they are, and what they're putting in their house. Lord, I tell you, and then when they leave their house, they tell them, I'm going to such and such place on such and such day, and then they come back and rob your house, hallelujah, and steal your money, and then you want to know who stole this, who took this. Well, you told the enemy, you told the devil what you was doing, where you were going, hallelujah, and you left your goods in the house and left the door unlocked. Glory to God. People are doing all kinds of evil, evil things in these last and evil days. But if you don't know Jesus, Jesus will not know you. In that day, when you stand before God, he's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. I don't care what you was confessing, but I never knew you. Glory to God, I don't want it to be that way in that day with me. But I want to be a friend of God. The Bible says greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus laid down his life for his friends, and he called us his friends. He said, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. If you do what the Lord command you, you are his friends. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. This is what Jesus said. Glory to God, he called us that we should go forth and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. We didn't choose him, but he chose us. He said, I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. He made it known unto the disciples and to us. Glory to God. That's why he said, henceforth, I call you not servants. He said, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. We are the worldly people. We are the friends of God if we do whatsoever he commands us. Now, why would you want the world to be your friend? The Bible said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you unto myself. He said, put a difference between clean and unclean, between holy and unholy. Glory to God, we have to make a difference. We can't be caught up with the world and friends with the world. Hallelujah. We supposed to let the worldly things go and cleave to the Lord. He's the one that's going to take us through from earth to heaven, not our friend down here, not these ones down here that we take to be our so-called friends. Jesus is my friend. I don't care what the world say, what the world may do. Jesus is my friend. And I just don't understand how and why you want the devil to be your friend. The devil is a devil. And he doesn't care. And that's why Satan is down here now. He's doing all kind manner of evil, trying to graft in the true-born saints of God. But we refuse to come under his spell because we want to be saved. I just thank God tonight for the word of God. The word of God is right all by himself. And Job said in 19:19, he said, all my inward friends abhorred me, and they whom I love are turned against me. The ones he loved, they turned against him. They began to talk about him. And that's the time we're living in now. I tell you, the world, they began to talk about you, especially when they see you going through things. They begin to turn their back on you, talk about you, lie on you, say all kinds of things against you. But Job said, all my inward friends abhorred me, and they whom I love are turned against me. But that's all right. He held to his integrity, and he refused to curse God and die. He continued to stand on the word of God. And in his end, the Lord blessed him. Everything that he lost, God gave it back to him and some. So we can continue to serve the Lord, and we can continue to be a friend of God. Glory to God. I thank God for his word on the night. And at this time, there may be somebody you may want to turn from your ways, those old worldly ways. You're ready to give them up. That old liquor, drinking that old liquor, smoking those old cigarettes, tobacco, chewing snuff and tobacco, all this junk causing you to be unclean. You can let it go today, and God can change you, and you can become a friend of God. If you receive the word of God, see this word tonight, God can make a change in your life. He can do what the doctors can't do. He can do what the therapists can't do. Hallelujah. He can change your mind. Amen. He can change that heart. He can save your soul. If you just take God at his word and believe him tonight, he can heal you from whatever condition you might have. He can fix it in your home, in your life. He can give you a place to lay your head. God can make a way out of no way. If you just receive the word of God, believe on him as the scripture has said, for whosoever believeth on him, hallelujah, if you believe him as this scripture, as the word of God is telling you tonight, God can do it for you. As we bow our heads, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray that you look on the souls of men, those who are listening to this word on tonight, those out there in radio land. Change their minds, change their hearts. Give them a mind to seek your faith. Help them to turn from their way. Help them to accept you, Lord, into their heart, that they might be changed, that you might take out the stony heart and put in a heart of flesh, that you can convert their mind and sanctify them and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Touch and deliver, Lord. We know you're able. We know you got the power. Move by your spirit, oh Lord. Control, Lord. Save to the uttermost, oh Lord. Save, Lord. Heal, oh Lord. Take away everything that's not like you. Bless, Lord. Bless tonight, Lord. We know you can do it, Lord. Have your way. Let your will be done. Help somebody to call upon your name. We realize there's power in your name. You got the power of life and death. You got the power to save the unsavable. You got the power to heal that cancer. You got the power to take that liquor bottle away. You got the power to take away the cigarettes, the reefer, the marijuana, the drugs. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, O Lord. Save to the uttermost. Go into the institution. Save, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Heal, Jesus. Forgive sins. Blot out of transgression. Be merciful, Lord. Save to the uttermost, oh Lord. We believe you today. We thank you. We take you at your word. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you for making us a friend. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to stand, oh Lord. Help us to keep your your commandments and do what you told us to do. Help us, Jesus, to stand in the midst of our trials when everybody turn their back on us. Help us to stand. Help us to go through. In the name of Jesus, make a way out of no way. Open up a door, oh Lord. Bless, Lord. Save, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for what you've already done. And we thank you for what we believe you're going to do. And we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give glory and honor to thy name. In the name of Jesus, this prayer we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory be to God at this time.
Hallelujah.
We thank the Lord for this word, for the word, for the prayer. We know that God can do everything, and there is nothing too hard for him. He can make you to be a friend. Glory to God's true friend. Not one that turned their back on you. Not one who rise up against you. But he can make you a true friend. Give your life to Jesus. Let him fix it. Let him work it out for you. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'm going to turn this part of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Truly, truly thank God for that anointed message coming through Evangelist May. And I can say of a truth that she preached out of her soul. She told us the truth and the scriptures that she brought out concerning being a friend. Praise the Lord. As the question was asked, who is your friend? And the theme is, it's like Jesus is the best friend I've ever had. Hallelujah. If you keep his commandments, the Lord refers to you as his friend. Amen. And I thank God for that beautiful message and also for the prayer, the anointed prayer. And I can say of the truth that prayer works. And thinking about what she was saying, some of these people are confiding in man, they're putting their confidence in man. They're telling people all their business. They're putting it out there in the public. And things are happening to people, but they're exposing themselves to people who are not their friends. These are enemies. They're thieves. They're robbers. They're just looking for somebody to rob. And you cannot put your trust in man. You can't trust man. You have to trust the Lord. He is the only friend. Praise God. Now, I'm thinking on how the psalmist began to say concerning this friend, you know, if it had been an enemy, he could take it better. But coming from a friend, somebody that calls themselves your friend, you have to be careful. And then you have to know who is your friend. Amen. Make Jesus your friend. Praise the Lord. And you'll have a friend forever. A friend that will never turn their back on. That's a friend that will always be there for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
a
Lord.
Friend that's there through thick and thin.
Yes.
A friend that's always there to uphold you and support you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. I thank God. I truly enjoy that message. And we do have to put our trust in the Lord. And we have to know who our friend is. Who is your friend?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Think about it. Somebody you might have thought was your friend, next thing you know, they've turned their back on you. Or they've stabbed you in the back. Or they've done something that a friend would not do. Praise the Lord. But you'll find out.
Amen.
If you keep trusting man, you will find out.
Truth.
Yes, you Lord. You cannot trust them. They're just not your friend.
Amen.
And you wouldn't want the devil to be your friend because he'll never be a friend anymore.
Amen.
He is not capable of being a friend.
Amen.
All he wants to do is destroy your life. All he wants to do is just see you lost, see you destroyed, just want to see you in trouble, just want to see you down and out and distressed. That's all the devil wants for you.
That's all he wants.
So don't go after them out in the world. Don't go after the devil. Don't go after them. Don't trust them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Truly thank God for that beautiful message. Once again, I want to say to Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks from our other evangelists who are on the broadcast, and also any other clergy who might be on the line and desire to have remarks. God bless you at this time.
Amen.
Yes, I know that Jesus is my only friend, my only friend. Yes, I know that Jesus is my only friend, my only friend. Makes no difference what the world may say, I'm going down on my knees and pray, for I know that Jesus is my only friend.
Praise God. I thank God for that word. I'm a little under the weather, but the word of God was right all by itself.
Amen.
And I enjoyed the word. Vanessa may continue to preach the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I thank God also for the word of God coming through Evangelist Mabel, and also for that prayer. She began to ask, who is your friend? And say that Jesus is the best friend I've ever had. And she really broke it down. She talked about how some folks, they're seeking the world to be their friend, and we should allow God to be our friend. You know, we left the world behind us when we came to the Lord, and he's the one that loves us at all times. You know, sometimes people, they get upset with you. They don't want to be friends with you anymore. They break off the friendship with you. And not that we want to be we have to be unfriendly to the world, but we don't have to let them cause us to compromise our salvation because we can't see past our relationship with them. And she told the truth. And sometimes we need to be reminded so we can snap out of it. This is, you know, this is not why we're down here, to make friends with the world.
Amen.
Yes, flesh, you know, flesh wants to be liked, but we have to be so watchful about who we call our friend. I'm taking this in for myself. I thank God for the word of God, and just want to encourage Evangelist Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God. Keep on standing, no matter who likes it, no matter what it means. Just keep on doing it. I know you're going to do it anyway, but keep on doing the will of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Any other clergy on the line would like to have any remarks? If not, we just thank God for those beautiful exhortations and remarks coming through our evangelists, Evangelist Cynthia and Evangelist Khadija. And at this time, we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all of the beautiful remarks. I want to know if Sister Rhoda is on the line, if she would like to have words to say. Not, well, we thank the Lord for her anyway. She's been checking in. She had prayer with me on the other day. I was not feeling well, but she called me and she prayed. I mean, that woman prayed over the phone. She prayed. And I thank the Lord for it. And I believe God. I tell you, he's real.
Yes.
God is real. He's got somebody else that is concerned about his people. And I thank the Lord for the care that she gives my dad. She takes very good care of my dad. And for that, I am so thankful and grateful.
Okay.
And I'm grateful for how the Lord has blessed him to be able to make it up here to New Jersey, and he made it here.
Bless the Lord.
And the Lord blessed us, begin to fix, cook, and make a nice meal, nice hot meal.
Jesus
coming
Lord.
In off the highway. They came right on into the house and was able to get some nice fried hot fish, I tell you, and some fries, some stewed tomatoes and corn, I tell you. We had a little feast going on. And I'm thankful. I'm just so glad that the Lord blessed him to be able to be here, and we could be able to care for him, give him some of the care that he needs. And I'm glad about what he's doing and praying that the Lord will heal him and save him.
Amen.
Fill him with the
Amen.
Holy Ghost before he leaves this earth. And I know God can do it. We saw God do it before. I believe it
Amen.
Was Sister Neil's uncle. He came and he heard the word of God, and the Lord filled that man with the Holy Ghost. And shortly after that, we had our convocation in October, and he was baptized. And after that, he said, I got it all now. And shortly, right after he got baptized and everything, then he passed away. The Lord called him on home. And we was able to rejoice over what God had done in his life. And he was up in age. And he got down on his knees. He didn't sit in no chair. He got down on his knees at the altar and called on Jesus. So we know God can do it. We saw him do it. We are witnesses of what God can do. So I'm yet keeping him in my prayers, daily prayers. I'm praying for him that the Lord will do it for him. And he can do it for you, too, out there in Radio Land. Whatever it is that you need, God's got it. All you have to do is go after it, just what he said he would do. We thank the Lord for our evangelists, Evangelist Cynthia, Evangelist Khadija, Evangelist Hameen, and Sister Rhoda, Sister Cheryl. We thank God for the support that you give us each service.
Yes,
we're thankful for what God is doing. We're asking for your prayers. We're trying to get everything together for the opening of the prayer mission. So we're asking you to keep us in your prayers, and we believe God, and hopefully it will be soon, Lord's will. We'll be able to open the doors, and we know that God is able to do all things, add souls.
Amen.
We want souls to be saved. That's our purpose. It's not for a name, not for a show, but we want to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and pray and seek his face and get closer to God. But if there's anybody that want to come and want to pray, you are welcome. So we're asking you to pray for us. And before we close out, is there anything else, Evangelist Hameen, or Evangelist Khadija, Evangelist Cynthia?
I just thank God for what he's doing, and I'm really happy to hear about the progress of the prayer mission and
Amen.
How the Lord is moving things forward, because souls are in great need, and we definitely need to pray. So I thank God for that.
The Lord. If that's all, we're going to bring this broadcast to a close, and we look forward to being back here again on Tuesday night, Lord willing. We're going to say God bless you and good night.